Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. We are on a series, right? How to Win the Race with the Weight of Life. And today is going to be extremely powerful because we have to do some things, right, that God has asked us to do. So all they need to do is dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We have been, definitely, God has been speaking to us through his word. And, you know, we always do like a very short recap because we always have brand new callers on Power Start Your Day. And when we go back to the Hall of Faith, and that was in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, all the people that have gone way before us that had huge problems, challenges. How about we know that what may be big to me may not be big to you, and vice versa. But when you read in the Hall of Faith, all the clouds of witnesses that God showed us have gone through some things, and you would not be to say it wasn't heavy or wasn't big. But the antidote to their problems was faith. And so then now, whatever we believe truly with our faith, we have to be bold enough, courageous enough to have that coming out of our mouth. But it can't just be lip service. It has to be with what's coming out of our mouth that we truly believe it. And so we start saying we got to focus on what we want. Stop focusing on what we don't want. And then we had a very powerful affirmation. That's a lot of people posting all over social media. But the thing is this, even with all of that, we know that still some people are rumbling in their belly. People are still just, you know, dizzy with disasters in their life. And say, because we need you to rise up now. We need you to rise up. We need strong leaders, kingdom builders at the helm of these network marketing companies. And I need you to know that today we're going to talk about don't worry, just worship. Now, our scripture is coming out of the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 2 through 6. And this is going to unlock some of the mysteries for a lot of people on why sometimes we're praying and we're not seeing an answer. Of course, we know that it's in God's timing. We know that there are different things, but this one here, I know this to be true because everyone slips with this one. And we worship people, places, things, and put it before God. And when God tells us how it's supposed to go down with us, not just some days, but every day in this scripture, there's going to be an awakening in your spirit man on today. That is what I'm praying for you, that we connect to the true source where there are no limits, there are no boundaries, there is no scarcity, and you begin to really walk in what God has for you and be able to be courageous enough to pursue your purpose and stop making your problems bigger than that. Let's go to the Lord together, because we need prayer right here. We need prayer. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are so joyous and glad that we're in the opportunity now of the living, that we want to do something with this opportunity called life. We want the abundance that your son Jesus died for. As we're pursuing that abundance, oh Father God, we know that we must first pursue you, making you head of our lives, making you center of every single thing that we do. Dear Lord, we need help for that. So we thank you that we're going to open up our hearts and our minds, our entire vessel, to your Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who is our comforter, who's also our teacher. We're opening up to the correction so that we can get right on the right path. We know that if we follow you, and we're inclined, our ears are inclined, our spiritual ears are inclined to what your spirit has to say to us, we know that you're leading us straight to the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are releasing any thoughts of scarcity. We know that there's so much room at the top. You can't run out of room for your children who are pursuing you at a high level. We know that the costs are big, that we have to lay aside all the weights and the burdens and all of the things that we're idolizing, put it to the side and put you first. There's a struggle, there's a war, and we know, oh Father God, that that war is not in the natural. As your children are pursuing you in a deeper level, we ask that we will not just be just hearers, but will be doers of your word. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are being equipped to be strong, courageous, wise leaders. And as we go out to do these great exploits in your name, they'll know who sent us. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We're honoring you because it is you that give us the ability to gain wealth. So we're thankful, oh Father God, that there's so much enough for it to go around for everyone, that we never have to be afraid that it's not going to be enough left over for us. We're blessing each and every household that's under the sound of my voice. Let them be on one accord, oh Father God, as they are pursuing you first. We bless you, we honor you, and we seal this prayer with the majestic and the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to hop right into this word because it's a little bit of a longer passage, but you got to pay attention to when God lays out some things. And in this passage here, if you continue on, it lays out also our Ten Commandments. And remember, God has even told us, he said, listen, you want to call my name? God, but you don't keep my commandments. And many of us, if we were to really go back to the basics and understand that God says, you know what? I've done so much for you, but this is what I am telling you to do, is I need you just to worship and not worry. Now let's listen to what he says, because it says God spoke all of these words, right? Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. They have already been released out of bondage, but then many of us go back and shackle ourselves with issues. He says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, meaning the same God that brought you out of all of the issues while you're still here, the same God where you had the near-death experiences, but you're alive and you can hear right now, the same God who has delivered you from the hand of the enemy many a time, the same God who's given you the breath that you're breathing today. He says, now, I brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of your fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to the thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandment. Don't worry, just worship. Do you realize that as you're pursuing the great exploits that we talk about, that we pray about every morning here at Power Start Your Day, as we're pursuing those great exploits in the name of Christ Jesus? Some of you guys are afraid to even call his name. You want to just say God, but he says there are a lot of gods, but I am the God of all gods, right? I need you guys to pay attention that even when you are worrying, you're worshiping your problem. You're putting that above your prayer. You're putting that above God, because it's whatever is consuming you, consuming your thoughts, directing your actions, affecting your faith, is what you're worshiping. Sometimes we have to be reminded that if it's something that can take you off course of your time with God or pursuing your purpose, that is what's taking priority. That is what's taking the space of God in your life, in your business. This is the reason why when there becomes a lot of strife around business and around money, it's now saying, you know what? You can't serve God and mammon. No two masters. We have to put certain things in place. Some of us, we actually worship the things that God has said that we're supposed to dominate, that we're supposed to have authority over. And then now here we come, all jacked up in business, bringing all of that in business. When something is supposed to be a blessing, now we start acting like our forefathers who were complaining in the wilderness and start making what's supposed to be a blessing a curse. I need you guys to understand that even when there was the time in the wilderness, it was the haters that didn't want to even accept that Moses was who was chosen to say, bring him out. And they hemming and they hawing. Still wanting to go back to Pharaoh's house where they were being treated like a crap. Instead of being able to say, let's worship, let's have some faith, let's take our faith to the next level. God said, let me remind you of who I am and what I've done and what I need you to do here in Exodus 20:2-6. I encourage you to go back through Exodus 20, because then now here comes the Ten Commandments. And if we can do a checkoff, and people say, well, no, Jesus came and he fulfilled the law. This is the law. This does not apply anymore. Hello, Jesus, I'm encompassed with all of this. And that now, if you could now first put God above everything and treat your neighbor as yourself, then we good. But it's all encompassed in the Ten Commandments. He's saying that, okay, if you do what I need you to do for me, God, then doing what you need to do for your neighbor becomes easy. Check it out for yourself. The Ten Commandments is broken down with what you're supposed to do with God first, and the next thing, how you're supposed to treat your neighbor. Well, what did I say yesterday? There is no way to build wealth, build these types of businesses without people. So if we were to get this, a lot of things will just fall into place and nobody will have to worry, because most of the time you're worrying about what people people did to you, what they said about you, but if the people on the other side were actually worshiping God, then they wouldn't even want to offend their neighbor. Now, let's pay attention to three things we could do, and then we're going to open up. We're going to open up the call, and we have to be able to say, come clean. You got to come clean to me. I'm not your pastor. I am a leader. I'm a messenger that say, you know what? God say, not only to them, but you. I am not exempt. Remember, he has no respect of person. But when he places it in my heart, he say, you better say it because you're going to be responsible for what you don't share with my people that I share with you. I've allowed you to be an example unto my people, and you need to be responsible with it. You need to be obedient. And that means that sometimes I got to say some things that if it were just me, if it was just Nikki, I would just shut my mouth, because I know sometimes I say some things and people be mad. Go back to the word. Have it out with God. Have it out with him. Now, these are three things that we need to do so that we can replace the worry with worship. That's the anxiety. That's the even jealousy. All of those things, do you know that that's a form of fear? There's no reason to be jealous of what somebody else has if you know that God has something for you too. There's no reason. Those are all still tactics of the enemy. That is still saying that where you should have faith, there's fear. So now let's talk about how we are going to replace, how we're going to replace the worry with worship. Number one, you have to have dedicated. You know, we talk about prospecting consistently. The things that stand in between you and prospecting is feeling less than worthy, feeling discombobulated, not really being clear on your course or your purpose. Listen, if you have dedicated worship time and not trying to hurry it on up like it's a quick song, we're talking about dedicated worship time. Every single morning when I wake up is dedicated worship time. Before you put your feet on the ground, you need to be worshiping God, thanking him for another day. Now you're starting to replace your spirit. Put things in your spirit and replace it, even if you woke up from a nightmare. Those are things that are still in your subconscious mind. Our brain waves are not shutting down when you're asleep. You need to think about you're waking up, and now you, with the fruit of your lips. Remember we talked about what's in the power of the tongue? Life and death. Start speaking life as soon as you open your eyes. And then now, let some sweet things come into your ear gate. Every single day. You guys know I'm in the kitchen every morning, and that's what's coming in to my ear gates. And then when Caden is there, he's sitting there as I'm making lunch or breakfast, and that's what's coming into his ear gates. There needs to be dedicated time for worship. If not, you are going to be dedicated to worry. If your worship time is only as quick as you can brush your teeth, I can assure you that your life is going to have a lot of worry or strife, or when things come your way, the wind is knocking you down. The next thing is you need to take inventory of your resources. This is something that money people do not do. It's very easy to see what you don't have. It's very easy to go into panic mode as soon as someone leaves your business or someone says no to you, versus you look at what you do have. You know how often I see in network marketing businesses where people will focus on the people who won't and ignore the people who will? Network marketing is about people, marketing, and also leadership. Do you know that many people, I always see, this is what we train on, tap rooting. So many people have people in their business that goes ignore that really would want to work if you were just to work and develop them. If you were just to develop them. Now, the ones who are always saying, help, I'm falling and I can't get up. That's not who I'm talking about. That's not who's supposed to listen, guys. The people who take initiative, the people who invest in themselves. You know, I'm sitting here right now. I have two of my agents who literally have come and traveled in for one-on-one time with me. And I am telling you, those people, they're going to get some time. When they now spend their money to say, you know what, I need to come to her. This is what I'm telling you. Dr. Mazur always said that the mentor don't chase the mentee. People think that they've employed their upline when they invested in a business. Like the upline is supposed to be like your maestro or something. That's not how that goes. You pursue what you want. You pursue what you want. And so what you need to know is that you got to take inventory of what you do have. Are you working that? If you got scripts, are you using those? If you have marketing strategies, are you using that? If you have online training or training in your back offices, are you opening those? I can assure you there are so many people that ask questions that are straight in the access. They have access to it. They have access to it. But it's very clear that all they want to do is get to the money instead of study to show thyself approved. Don't be the leader that don't want to attend training, but you always want to glean off of the people who do. You don't want to continue to be satisfied with crumbs. Go and get full so you have something to fill someone else up with. I can tell you, if you get busy, you'll be too busy to worry. And number three, when you assess your resources, what do you have? Your daily method of operation, have you exhausted it every single day? Do you know that you learn so much by doing what you're taught? You learn by doing what you're taught. We don't need you to be a network marketing Einstein. What you want to do is master the system and do it. We have things like checklists. We have things like documents to make sure that you're being promoted. Yet people still miss it. Because those are resources that are going underused, overlooked. Guys, we're sharpening you to be the best of the best. You know, there is a thing as a 95-5 percenter. 95% of people can't stomach the truth enough to change what they're doing. Then they come into network marketing with the same habits. We're saying this can be a training ground for you to change your generations to come, starting with yourself, the here and now. If you are truly ready for change, I want us to come on in here and say, you know what? Let's have a conversation. We know you woke up with problems that you had yesterday, and that may be the focal point. You dragged to even press the button to dial into the call was so hectic. You're on your back dialing on a call, or you're so, you know, trying to dovetail, and so you're missing important information that God is saying, take some time from me, and I can give you all I've got. God desires to see you wealthy. To see you wealthy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 706, last 4, 8273. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
I am great. How are you?
I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
I am amazing. I just enjoy your teaching, your wisdom, and thinking about I have the abundance now. I took that into action, and I can see the fruits that are coming. Mm. Even though it's small, but the fruits are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that was major to me.
Mm. That is so powerful. But I need you to think about that. When you're looking at a seed, it's so small. But until that go in the ground and it get nurtured and watered and time, you're not going to ever see a tree. Keep sowing seeds. Keep sowing the seeds. Keep sowing the seeds.
Amen.
Eventually, you're going to have a forest. Trust me. Trust me. You will have a forest. Good morning, 470, last 46687. Good morning, family. Good morning. Oh, the board lit up this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson. This is Beth over here in Duluth, Georgia, in Atlanta.
Good morning.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Nicola, you're all in my Kool-Aid. Yesterday morning, God pressed me about my worship time. This morning, he pressed me about my worship time, and specifically about this don't worry, just worship. I'm just going to read you a short blurb of what I wrote right when you started the call. When we focus on the issues, the obstacles, instead of God's promises, that is worship. Thoughts of scarcity, defending challenges versus seeking God. We're seeking God over the way is worshiping our God. You know, even when we're worrying, we're worshiping. So, I mean, I've got to say this one more time because this was an epiphany for me, and this is what drove me into when I heard God about the worship. I have the authority to accumulate blessings in all areas of my life. I have the expectation, faith, and confidence for supernatural abundance in my life now. I don't want the crumbs. I want all that God has for me because I am a child, an heir of the Most High God. And the only way we can submit to this is to, like you said, when we get ready to worry, we need to stop right then, like people like Dr. Nicola is telling us, and to worship.
Worship. Worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, let me tell you something, what the world is saying, now, those so-called kingdom builders, they can't bust a grape. All they doing is hallelujah with no manifestation. They ain't making no noise. Falling out. Then they get back up and they still tipping the baskets when it's come down to building the kingdom. How much longer are we going to be the generation to change that? Nobody can say any shackles are on you. Ain't nobody holding you back. Stop telling that. Stop it. Get up. Help some folks and see the rewards of God as you are helping his people. Good morning. 407, last 42156.
Good morning, Ms. Nicola, Ms. Jackson.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. This is a powerful word. I definitely needed to hear that. Man, it was like perfect timing. Man, if you worship on that, you dwell on whatever's going on in your life and all that, that really is worshiping those problems. And so I'm so glad that you stress worshiping God, staying focused. Man, this was like perfect message, perfect time. So I thank you for that message.
You're welcome. All I can tell you guys is this
just
is mess. Real time.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. Stay focused. You know, we don't think sometimes, you know, that's why when you're praying and saying my sins of commission and omission, because these are the things that we don't even know we're doing. We don't even know that we're doing. You up at night, your problems got you up at night. Open up that word and hear the truth. Good morning, 706, last 45470. Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to this last one here, 201, last 442 40.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey.
Hey, Dana. Good morning.
Hey, great morning. So for the past couple of weeks, I've just been sitting back and really just taking things in as a student. And this morning, I just was moved really with this truth serum that you're serving through the mighty word of God. Nicola, I just appreciate how you make us put things into true perspective. I think some time ago I shared how, you know, for me, I just really learned a long time ago, things are going to come up whenever you're trying to advance. Things are going to come up however you want to look at that, whether it's God preparing you for that next level, and some of us want to give credit to the devil. That's, you know, however you want to look at that, you have to stay focused on where you're going. I shared with one of my agents the other day, if you only knew the storms that were happening in my life, you would never believe that I'm still pushing.
That's right.
We all have storms. You have to departmentalize what those things are. You have to focus on where you're going. And I got to say this. For me this morning, what resonated so loud, as I want to be, you know, the best of me, and I know what that's going to take now, the discipline has to change. You said, Nicola, you know, when are you having your spiritual time? So the other day I whipped out my journal. You know, sometimes we get so busy being busy, we forget our DMO, right? I had to get back focus on that and really start journaling back. Wait a minute. This journal like 4 weeks, girl. What you doing? You told God that this is where you was going to be consistent, and you forgot for a day, and it's been 4 weeks. I can't advance you that way. I want to transition from corporate to full-time entrepreneur. That's going to take a whole different level of discipline. So I understand what's happening now, and I appreciate you for the word today. It resonated so loud with me. I take it as truth serum. The reality check. You want that next thing, you got to do what's required for that. I'm grateful, mm-hmm. Nicola, that every single day you bring us to this place that makes us go inward and really reflect on who we need to become while we're becoming that. Have a wonderful and blessed, magnificent day.
You too, you too. Man, I am just loving it. I'm loving what I'm hearing. You know, it's one thing for me as a leader to be able to show people how to earn money. You know, even for God and what he's done in my life, this would be my very first month of a double-digit six-figure month. My very first double-digit figure month in network marketing. And just to think that we already are there and our month is not even done. And just to think that our I got even a request for an award at Eric Worre Most Powerful Women Network Marketing. I got a request. We want to give you an award for what you're doing in the industry. And I am telling you that I've never been to the Most Powerful Women Network Marketing. So funny, one of my leaders asked me, hey, are you going to that? I saw a text message, and I was like, I didn't even think about it, because actually the day it starts, we're coming back from our company cruise, and I'm like, no, I don't even think about that. And then I get this email from Eric Worre's daughter and saying, we want to honor you. Would you come and be honored at this event? Here saying, wait, hold on. Who whispered my name when I wasn't trying to be seen? I wasn't trying to put, I don't even post all of the blessings that God gives to me. A lot of these things, we keep it in private. And he elevates and elevates and elevates. And every time that I press more into him and I worship him and I lay my burdens down on him and my concerns on him, and then I just keep going, he'll say, you're on the right track. And that's why I want to leave this legacy with you guys. I don't know where God has taken me, what he's doing, but I know I want to make sure that everyone who really wants it, meaning who wants him who hunger and thirst after him first, that they will become the head and no longer be the tail. You guys have a productive, productive week and rest of your month. Bless you.